Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. We got a great sermon, and this is part one of it, and the curtain tore. Do you know what happened when God tore the veil of the temple when Jesus was on the cross? Let me tell you what happened there. He tore aside all man-made restrictions. Anyone could look into that holies of holies. My Lord, that has never been. It was in total darkness, and God just shut it all down because Jesus opened the door for everyone to come boldly to the throne of grace. What a magnificent thing God Almighty did when Jesus died on that cross. Call a friend, tell them to turn that television on. You're going to learn something today, and I believe it's going to bless you and minister to you. It's entitled, And the Curtain Tore, Part 1. Take notes. You're going to need this. Watch. Would you go with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 27? And I want to start reading, and I believe with verse 45. Matthew, chapter 27, verse 45. And I'll be reading out of the Old King James Version. In just a minute, I'll give you the title of this message. But I believe you're going to enjoy it this morning. Verse 45 of Matthew, chapter 27. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama, sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? What that meant was my sin was then upon Jesus, your sin was upon Jesus, and the Father God cannot look upon sin, cannot. The Holy Spirit, he can't touch sin. None of them. The only person that ever touched sin in the Godhead was Jesus. He actually became sin. He did not become a sinner because you'd have to commit sin to be a sinner. He became sin that we might become the righteousness of God. Amen. We were never righteous, but we were made righteous, you see, because of what Jesus did. Let's read the next verse, verse 47. Some of them that stood there when they heard that said, this man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar, which I mean was very bitter, and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let us see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. You got to understand something about crucifixion. You die from, it's a terrible, torturous affair, but when you die of asphyxiation because your body can no longer hold itself up. And what happens is you begin to squeeze into your lung and you can't talk loud. But Jesus was still full of power, human strength, as he died. And he hollered so loud that the next verse came to pass. And when he hollered, look what he says in verse 51. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks rent and the graves were open. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Notice that Jesus had great power, still strong strength. He was a very strong man. But with that voice, that veil was tore. And the title of this message is, And the Curtain Tore. And the curtain tore. And let me tell you something. That thing was 60 foot high. 60, and it was tore from the top to the bottom. There's many different people saying it was this and that. Some say it was 4 inches. Some say it was 3 feet. But when Jesus hollered as loud as he could, God got so excited, he just ripped that curtain down from the top to the bottom. Because behind that curtain was the holies of holies where God resided. This awesome God, no one could walk in there. No one. It was completely closed off by that veil. And only once a year, a high priest, someone, he better be dedicated, he better be committed because he would die if he didn't. And he had to be sprinkled with blood that could go in there. And that man's sin would not be washed away, but would be covered and pushed to the next year till Jesus died and resurrected. This is what happened, ladies and gentlemen. And the curtain tore. Something happened. God destroyed everything between man and God that day when he ripped that veil. I want to tell you something. Judas could have went into that holies of holies right then if he'd have repented. Peter could have went even though he had denied Jesus. Could anybody? No longer was God a terrible God that could not be approached because the curtain tore. So I want you to listen to this and write these points down as I talk to you. The torn curtain was a symbol full of eternal meanings. The torn curtain was a symbol full of eternal meanings. Jesus had come. Jesus had lived. And Jesus had died. And Jesus had risen. Let me say it again. The torn curtain was a symbol full of eternal meanings. Jesus had come, my Lord. Jesus had lived. Jesus had died, and Jesus had risen. For something wonderful happened that day. Do you understand? When God did that, he opened up the whole world to come boldly to the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's called the throne of grace. That's why me and you can sit down in God's presence, because Jesus came, Jesus lived, Jesus died, and Jesus resurrected. The separation between man and God was gone forever and ever. Somebody shout, somebody. Do you see that? Do you understand? Let me say it again. The torn curtain was a symbol full of eternal meanings. Jesus had come. Jesus had lived. Jesus has died, and Jesus had risen. You got to understand what was going on. Write this down. When the perfect thing comes, the imperfect thing must go. You see, when the perfect thing comes, the imperfect thing must go. The Jewish dispensation was abolished as we know it. That doesn't mean that the Jewish dispensation was bad by any means. Let me tell you something about Peter, James, and John. They were still all their lives devout Jews. You see, a lot of people want to push the Jews. No, because the Jewish religion or the Jewish dispensation is the foundation of Christianity. You can't have Christianity without the Jewish dispensation. So they were still devout Jews. You understand what I'm saying? But yet they had learned now that they didn't have to have a mediator. They didn't have to have a high priest. For all of a sudden, anybody that wanted to come to the throne of God came. You know what happened? It was clothed in darkness. It was thick because he was between them cherubs, the mercy seat. And all of a sudden, brother, when he tore that curtain, light came out. And Jesus is the light of the world. And for the first time, this God that was terrible to the Jews, you couldn't approach him, was now very approachable. So why wouldn't anybody want to come to the throne of grace and ask God to forgive them or ask God for spiritual, physical, financial, or anything you desire? Because it was completely open. Now, earthquakes started busting up rocks, but the minute that curtain was torn, they forgot about the earthquake. They forgot about the rocks rending. They forgot about all that because they knew something had happened there when that veil was torn. Let me say it again. When the perfect thing comes, the imperfect thing must go. The Jewish dispensation was abolished. What God did was he fulfilled the law. Do you understand? Jesus, but he didn't throw it away. For the first time, you could see the Ark of the Covenant. You could eat the bread of manna. You could touch Aaron's rod that budded. There was the Ten Commandments. And when we get to heaven, guess what's in that Ark of the Covenant? The manna, the rod, and the Ten Commandments. So God hadn't done away with the law. You know, by no means. He's just fulfilled it, and it becomes a part of what we do today. And the curtain tore. And if that curtain wouldn't have tore, me and you would not have had a chance to come to the throne of God. All of a sudden, everything that would stop you from coming to God was abolished completely. That's why you can come to that throne of grace. Do you see that? So let me say that again. The torn curtain was a symbol full of eternal meanings. Jesus had come, Jesus had lived, Jesus had died, and Jesus has risen. Then I tell you, when the perfect thing comes, the imperfect thing must go. The Jewish dispensation was abolished. What I mean by abolished, you could come now. You didn't have to have a high priest. Now, you know what's so sad about that? Even today in our Protestant ranks, as well as our Roman Catholic rank, we still have to have somebody in between it. No, you don't. Jesus is the mediator. Jesus is the intercessor. Jesus is the high priest. And Jesus is the advocate. You understand what I'm saying? See, but you know, but religion always trying to put something between you and God, just like the Jewish dispensation and everything else. But no, you can come boldly to the throne of grace. That's why people get mad at me. Who do you think you are? A child of the living God, born, and I can come boldly to the throne of grace at any given time because the curtain was torn. And when he tore it, all religion ceased right there. All kinds of crazy things that everybody had to go through to get there, that was all abolished. But Jesus is still a Jew. Jesus, and so why would anybody hate the Jew in any way, shape, or form? Why would you hate anybody when you have total access to God if you so desire? Write this down. The past was done, not because the old was bad, The Jewish dispensation wasn't bad. The past was done, not because the old was bad, but the new was better. Do you see that? The new covenant was better. Not that the old covenant was bad. No, it's still a foundational truth. But the new covenant was better. The past was done. The past never sees the future. Not because the old was bad, but the new was better. So people think you can actually come to the throne of God. I never forget, I talked to a Muslim in England. He came to one of my meetings. He said, you mean you can go to God? I said, can I go to God? You want to come with me? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I said, I want to tell you something. You see, there's always somebody putting something between you and God. You know, I wanted to talk to God. The priest wouldn't let me talk to God. You got to talk to me. But I remember when I got born again, and I'll never forget. I said, Jesus. He said, what? For the first time, all that religiosity, all that religious junk was gone, and I could come because he cleaned me up through his blood. The washing of the water of the word, see? That's why I'm confident in what he says. Because no one could get me to the throne other than Jesus Christ. No one could get to God the Father other than Jesus tearing down that veil when he hollered, boy, bam, and God ripped that thing down. He said, I will let anyone come and stand by my Ark of the Covenant. Come to me at any given time. Think about that. Because the curtain tore. And it was from the top to the bottom. So there was no way a man could tear that, see? Plus the amount of way to tear that thick cloth. It's impossible. But God did. What I love about it, they forgot about the earthquake. Boy, it went all over Jerusalem. The veil ripped. See what I'm saying? What? Something happened that day. And that was total access and free access to God. The past was done. Not because the old was bad. But the new was better. Write this down. Jesus was the crown of all prophecy. Jesus was the crown of all prophecy and the consummation of all history. Think about that. He was the crown of prophecy and the consummation of all history. You know what that meant? I mean, it was finished. When he said it is finished, it was finished. Not only, listen to this, did people hear him holler when that God tore that veil, but people in paradise heard it. And he, when he came out the grave, he come across that gulf that could not be walked over, but he knew how to walk on water. And he set the captive free. Something had happened. Something wonderful had happened. You see what I'm saying? And yet, so people say, but Jesse, you're so free. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. You seem like you got a light. Yeah, you know where he lives now? In my holies of holies, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Good God, man. I mean, I'm never alone. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world give. He said, and enter into the rest. He said, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The church don't preach that. They preach religiosity. God's going to beat you, bust you, stomp you, but if you endure to the end, you shall be saved. Now, that is that old way of thinking. See, they want to separate you back from God Almighty. You see, when he said, no, you come to me any given time you want. I told Jody, my daughter, because she's my daughter, I said, you come boldly to me anytime you want. You don't need to have an appointment to see your daddy. You can come come through the door of my private entrance into my office. I'd say the same thing to all my spiritual sons and daughters. They don't need an appointment to see me. Why? Because I consider them the same thing as my biological daughter, my biological granddaughter. Just come. Why? Because you have free access to it. You know why? The curtain tore, ladies and gentlemen. The curtain tore. And it tore away all religiosity and all man's craziness. And there was the throne of God lit up, Ark of the Covenant lit up. The light of the world was shining out of there. And God was well pleased with Jesus. Isn't that something? So Jesus was the crown of all prophecy and the consummation of all history. So I told you the torn curtain was a symbol full of eternal meanings. Jesus had come. Jesus has lived. Jesus has died. Jesus has risen. Then I said, when the perfect thing comes, the imperfect thing must go. You see what I'm saying? The Jewish dispensation was abolished. It was abolished in terms of religiosity, but they were still devout Jews. Don't you ever forget that. You should never, ever criticize that. That's the foundation of Christianity there. They were Jews. They went to heaven. You see what I'm saying? The past was done, Not because the old was bad, but the new was better. See, that's why I hear people talk, the law. Do you realize what you're talking about, man? You're talking about something that God wrote with his own finger. But the reason why they called it, they couldn't keep it because they were trying to keep it in the flesh. They couldn't get the access to God. Only the priest once a year, called it the Day of Atonement, could get in there. Had to be sprinkled with blood plus they sacrifice. See, but the blood of Jesus is on us all the time. My Lord, there's no more veil. You just come up there. You physically sick? What are you waiting on, man? Go to the healer. You get the healer, you get the healing. You need some provision? Go to the provider. You go to the provider, you get the provision. You don't have to wait and go through different steps to get it. It's completely open to you. Write this down. In Jesus, all man-made restrictions were torn aside. In Jesus, all man-made restrictions were torn aside. That's what happened when the curtain tore. It meant the letting in of light. Think about that. That's why Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. It meant when that curtain tore, I mean, that it was so dark you couldn't see nothing there. With the presence of God, but all of a sudden it lit up. And that's why I say all the time, turn on your heart light. People say, but Jesse, he smiles all the time. I'm letting my light shine, see? Torn on that heart light. Do you understand? My God, all man-made restrictions. People still try to restrict me from coming to God. Well, you got to do this, you got to do that. No, he's already did it for me. All I got to do is walk up there and go, hello, Jesus. And he say, hi, Jesse. Glory to God. And what a blessing that is. It's like your children. They don't think twice to go run. You could be sleeping. They just go in your bedroom, wake you up, jump on the bed. They definitely will get to your refrigerator. They'll eat everything you got. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. Because that's your job to keep it full. Isn't that a blessing? In Jesus, all man-made restrictions were torn aside. I love that. It meant the letting in of light. I've had some people say, I'm a very evil man. You know, I'm a very evil woman. I said, well, let me just turn my light on for you. I never forget one time, you may have heard me say this. I was preaching up in Bastrop, Louisiana. This beautiful lady came forward and received Christ. And we had about maybe 12 or 14, and they all received Christ. And we took them to the back room and gave them some instruction and gave them a booklet, you know, and the things. And it was so wonderful. Well, after the service, I normally go to the back or something like that because I'm sweaty, you know. But I just stayed in front. John, I just stayed there. You know what I'm saying? And this lady came up to me. Now, I didn't know Susan. I seen her in the line, and she had tears in her eyes. And I said, she said, can I talk to you for a minute? I said, yes. And she said, and she leaned over to me real quick. She said, I just want you to know I committed adultery. And I looked at her and I said, no, you haven't. She said, what did you say? She said, no, maybe you misunderstood, but I committed adultery. I said, no, you haven't. She said, I think I did. I said, well, you're thinking wrong. She said, what? She said, I said, you want to tell me again? She said, I committed adultery. I said, no, you didn't. See, she was still under that old restriction in her mind. I said, no. I said, Jesus just expunged your record. He don't even know what you're talking about. You just got born again. Is that right? I said, yeah. I said, the light of the world, free at last. Free at last, girl. And buddy, the tears turn into the biggest smile you ever see. I said, never mention it because it doesn't exist anymore. Think about that. She was free. I said, never speak of it. Never. Because it didn't happen. God don't know what you're talking about. Not only did he didn't cover your sin, he washed it away. And then he expunged the record. My God, man. She just got so happy. And I said, girl, you're born again. And that's what I was talking about here. In Jesus, all man-made restrictions were torn aside. It meant the letting of light. The letting of light out. I mean, when it came in there, but all darkness just went away. Man, I love that point. Because of Jesus, all restrictions were torn aside. Darkness went away. The power of God's presence and light was opened, my Lord. Remember, you are never restricted from going to God because the only mediator you need is Jesus. And I want to tell you something, brother. When that curtain tore, it's amazing. One of the most amazing things God ever did for mankind. And when I got born again, you see, I was outside. I was a sinner. God, I could come boldly to the throne of grace. You and I serve an approachable God. Think about that. We have a Christian privilege. We can draw nigh by faith, by love, and by reverence. And the Bible said, come boldly. Well, how do you do that? Because I tell you how you do. You just walk in there because you're part of the family. Do you understand what I'm saying? This was one of the most amazing things that ever happened in mankind's history. I want to pray for you right now. Father, touch these people, minister to them, bless them and honor them, that what they're believing for, let it come to pass, God, because God's word is true. Thank you that we can come boldly to your throne. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me say it again. We have an approachable God. Back then, they didn't. Now, let me give you an idea what happened there. If Judas would have repented, he could have walked right into the holies of holies. Once that thing was tore from the top to bottom, mankind. You know why that centurion, when he says, truly, this is the Son of God? Because you could see the temple, and it was just busted and tore. I mean, tore apart, and you could see in there. Man, that was something. We had the privilege and the rights to come before God Almighty. That's an amazing thing to me, and I'm just so excited, not only for me, but for the Jew, for anybody, for anyone. It makes no difference, because Jesus loves you. He really does. Stay right there. Kathy is coming with some great, glorious moments where you send in these wonderful testimonies. So, Kathy, take it away. Bless the people, bless God, and bless me now.
Welcome to Glorious Moments. Very soon, we'll all celebrate the most glorious moment of all time, the resurrection of Jesus. Because he lived, died, and rose from the dead, we can live eternally and daily reflect his glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 in the NLT says, so all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. You know, each time we take the time to tell others about God's goodness in our lives, we're actually reflecting his glory to the world. I want to do that today by reading this testimony. I want to thank Jesse for coming out to Austin, Texas, Impact Family Church. Jesse is a very special person to my husband. 26 years ago, he was very young and tried to take his life, but God had other plans for him. After being taken to the hospital and admitted into a room, a Christian nurse stayed by his side and she had kind words for him. Then she turned on the TV and guess who was on the television? Jesse. His words pierced my husband's heart and he is a changed man. He uses what happened to him as a testimony on what God can do. God puts people in your path that leave a lasting memory and blessings. When Jesse's in our area, we go to see him or watch him and learn from his teachings. We love what you do and are so appreciative of your ministry. Like Jesse says, reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. You know, as you take the time to listen to someone else's story, I pray that it will help you to remember a glorious moment in your own life. Spend time with the Lord today and let him make you more and more like him. Let him change you to reflect his glorious image today. God bless you.
My March partner offer and the curtain tour is full of revelation about how God tore the veil between himself and mankind. Jesus came and broke the power of sin and man was freed in Christ's triumph. There's absolutely nothing standing between us anymore. What does God say? If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. You don't have to hesitate. You can go boldly to the throne of grace. Go to jdm.org and get your copy today.
Do you realize that God wants you to thrive, prosper, and achieve everything he's called you to do? Well, in my book, Suited for Success, I'm going to show you how to be fully equipped with all the essentials that you need to live a victorious and prosperous life. Your victory has already been settled. You can and will accomplish every dream God put in your heart. Suited for Success. Order your copy at jdm.org today.
I am so excited about our March product offer, and this month it is Kathy's book, Suited for Success. This book is powerful, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not saying that because she's my wife. Kathy's going to show you how God already gave you the authority to succeed in life. He wants you to thrive at everything you put your hand to do. This book will help you. How do I get it? Go to JDM.org and get your copy today, and you will be blessed, suited for success. Pretty picture too, isn't it? Praise the Lord. What a blessing of God. Let me tell you something. You can also look at our JDM website. My God, look around there. See what's on that thing. You can read our magazine, find out about meetings that I go to, the links to all our social media, and visit our JDM store. That's all at JDM.org. What a blessing that is. Partners, thank you for all you've done, doing, and going to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that 2024 will be more and more and more and more. Heard Brother Copeland say that. I really enjoyed that. Because let me tell you something, partners, JDM would not exist without you. I need you. You need me. We both need God so we can do the things God wants us to do. So thank you, partners, for being so courteous and kind. Nothing too small, nothing too big. We're believing God for big, big things. The double, double. Hallelujah. Not just a double, but a double, double. And when you understand that, you know, it's just such a blessing of God to know that God will do whatever we ask. But he said, that's not true. St. John 14, verse 12, 13, 14 says it is. He said, my God, go do the work that I do, and greater than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. Then he said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. Why? That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Then he said this, if you shall ask anything in my name. Whoo! Now people want to say, well, if it be his will. He didn't say that there. That's not there. I mean, don't try to complicate something that's very simple. You know, that's amazing to me, man. The curtain tore, no limits. You understand? Come boldly through the throne of grace. I love this message. And this is only part one. Now, part two is coming next week. I want you to review your notes all this week waiting for part two, because it's going to help you in this time, in your life today, and you'll be blessed. Jesse the Planner saying, I love you. See ya. Bye-bye.
Download the free JDM app with Spanish and English content. You'll have instant access to Jesse and Kathy's anointed messages. Watch our weekly TV program. Hit the Bible tab. Many chapters include media related to what you're reading. Watch live events and chat with others. Download audio messages for on-the-go listening. And giving is available with just a few easy steps. Download the JDM app today.
Are you ready to believe the unbelievable, receive the impossible? Because it's doable. In my new book, Believe, you will be challenged to believe the uncompromised word of God so that you can receive all that God has for your life.
Yes, it's time to unlock your faith in God's promises and believe the truth of the gospel. For your donation of $5 or more, you can receive your physical copy or digital download of Believe at JDM.org.
It's time to make your faith work.
Yes.
Order your copy today and remember to believe.
Today, there is no aristocracy in the New Testament church. We all come boldly to the throne of grace. In other words, nobody is better than anybody. God loves us all. He's no respecter for, there's no aristocracy. None whatsoever at all. In the Jewish dispensation, there was an aristocracy. In the Christian faith, even today, there's an aristocracy, and it should not be. All of us are free. It's just coming there.